Anyway, all right. I thought we'd do a new week-ending segment called Sexual Quick Hits. This is a way to really kick everyone's Friday off with a bang.
Gross. Doesn't need a fanfare.
Yes!
Now it's time for Gordo's Sexual Quick Hits.
That's sexy music?
It's labeled porn music called Eruption.
That is porn music?
Don't call it that.
Let's try this one called Stiffed.
There you go. That's better. All right, there's a new book out called The Secret Olympics. It's written by a former British competitor. And it talks about the craziness that goes on at the Olympics. We've always heard that the Olympic Village is sex central.
Yes.
And that they go through condoms like you wouldn't believe. As a matter of fact, organizers supplied 70,000 condoms to athletes in the 2000 Summer Olympics in Sydney. Mm. And they ran out in a week.
Ugh.
70,000 condoms.
Mm.
Okay, Norm, calm down. And they say that there's a big divide in the Olympic Village because there are those elite athletes who train and they have that singular focus and everything, and they, you know, because they have real shots at it. And then there's the other ones who are there and know they kind of aren't going to win, and it is an absolute booze and blank fest to those people. And that's all they do. They just go at it constantly. And guess which athlete, which sport are the biggest horn dogs?
Rowing.
Not a bad guess, but no.
Is this for men and women?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a good one. Summer sport. Summer games, right? Or is this Winter Olympics?
You know, I guess. I don't know. I think they play this in the Winter Olympics for some reason.
A Winter Olympic sport.
It's like held in the lowest esteem athletically.
Curling?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is winter.
But they are known as the...
They're pretty much partiers. They
party constantly, and that's all they do is try to put their privates together with other people's privates.
How funny.
And they say that one of the strangest Olympic traditions, it's a U.S. Olympic tradition, is you're supposed to get so wasted the night before you go to the White House that basically while you're shaking hands with the president, you're still drunk. That's what they do. Why are you shaking your head, Giorgio? This is a beautiful way to honor...
I don't think so.
...our country. Well, they're celebrating the freedom, so...
Yeah.
They shouldn't let
and I approve this message.
They shouldn't let the terrorist win and not get drunk before they meet the president. Well, Hope Solo did an interview when she did it was in the Body issue of Espen the magazine.
The worst magazine in the world.
Do they still do all those crazy fonts and it's just so visually unappealing?
You cannot read it.
I hate that. Why do magazines all feel like they had to go that way? I guess
some
we run the
like
risk
to consume
of
it like that. They just like little quick hits.
I don't mind quick hits, but I hate all of a sudden you got white type on black background, and then it's just such a mess.
Yeah, you're old.
Yeah, I don't mind quick hits either, but they need to be easy to digest, easy to read, and their charts and graphs are confounding. You have no idea what they're trying to get at.
So Hope Solo did an interview in the Body issue, and she also appeared with nudity and nakedness in this.
Really?
Yeah. And I've looked at pictures of her, and there's no doubt she's fit and everything, but it's just too sinewy or something. She's some roundness.
She's
like
okay.
I can't figure out her face. Sometimes it looks really attractive, and other times it looks like, I don't know, Easter Island face.
She was on Dancing with the Stars.
Mm-hmm.
I think everybody builds her up a little too much, kind of like Tina Fey.
Wow. Okay. What? You're saying that Hope Solo is the Tina Fey of Olympic athletes?
Of sexy Olympic athletes.
Okay. Anyway, so during the interview with the magazine, she says that she and her teammates were drunk when they were on the Today Show. I guess with Matt Lauer, whoever they were talking to. She said, when we were done partying, we got out of our nice dresses, their party dresses, and then got back into our stadium coats, and at 7 a.m. with no sleep, we went on the Today Show drunk. Hmm. Needless to say, we looked like hell. She says that they had spent that night before the Today Show appearance partying with celebrities. She said that she was partying with Vince Vaughn and some comedian named Steve Byrne. Do you know who he is?
Mm-mm.
I'm so out of it on that. I don't know who he is. At some point, we decided to take the party back to the village, so we started talking to the security guards and showed off our gold medals.
By the way, I hate that phrase.
What?
We'll take the party back to...
Why?
Just wears me out.
Yeah, wears the party you back out?
Yeah, just that phrase has always bugged me.
You're on to something.
Yeah, let's take the party back to my place. Yeah, take the party over to so-and-so's.
We obviously can't stop partying.
Yeah.
We're so out of control.
We just gotta take the party
back.
We gotta
take it somewhere else.
Yeah. Take it over to the Today Show.
What do you think about the verb partay?
Makes me want to slap that person.
We're gonna partay. Nobody still says that. Anyway, she says that she took one celebrity back to her room and had Hope Solo sex with him or her.
Was it a sports celebrity?
She says that she will not tell. She says that is her Olympic secret, which celebrity it was.
Hmm.
Yeah, great.
But what, you're not interested in hearing about it?
What is the speculation?
With me?
Yeah. Matt Lauer?
I think, and you're going to think I'm crazy, but I have reason to believe this. I think that this sexual congress occurred between Hope Solo and it was the last known lovemaking session of Ernest Borgnine. The last one that was known by his peers.
Well, he took it to the grave.
Yeah, she says there's nothing but partiers in that Olympic village. She said that she even witnessed them. They would have sex just out in the lawns in between the barracks or whatever they're staying in out there. They would just see athletes just going at it. Just, you know,
does it hurt? Yeah, we get it. Does it, we get it. Does it hurt? We get it.
Okay. Bro Greer, you know who that is? Bro Greer.
Bro?
Bro. B-R-E-A-U-X.
No.
He's a javelin guy.
A javelin guy.
Well, javelin thrower. What do you call him? A javelina? He says he had sex with three women every day during the 2000 Olympics.
Okay. All right.
You don't believe it?
Three different women every day.
Mm-hmm.
He's the Wilt Chamberlain of the Olympics.
We get the...
Of javelin guys.
The magic surprise, you do that. All right, sexual quick hit number two. The world's fattest woman says that she has dropped 100 pounds thanks to marathon sex sessions with her ex-husband. He couldn't resist her after she packed on the pounds. He's one of those guys who likes that. And he wants her fatter and fatter and fatter. And she got up to 643 pounds.
Wow.
World's fattest woman. It got to the point where I couldn't go to the bathroom by myself. And I had to have my teenage son to help me.
Ugh.
You feel sorry for that kid?
Yes.
Having to help your world's fattest mom wipe the potty off herself?
Man, I bet you
it looked like a cattle truck back there.
We lived very close to the world's fattest woman in college.
No, yes, you didn't. Is this that woman on the bench?
Yes.
That you guys...
She was over 600 pounds.
I believe she was 1,000 pounds.
She may have been. I know she's more than 600.
She was so large, she sat on a park bench that was on her front porch, and we all, that's the street we walked down from our apartment to go to campus. She sat on the park bench and completely obscured the park bench.
You guys are so cruel. See, I wouldn't
have
even
been
able to see her.
We're just saying
heaviness.
That's what she looked like.
Anyway, so she said that's how bad it got when she got really, really heavy. Well, 3 years ago, she left her husband, Alex. But after he saw her world record, after he saw that she had reached the world record proportions, he came back to visit her and they rekindled their relationship. She says, I can't move much in bed, but I burn 500 calories a session. It's great exercise just jiggling around. I hadn't had sex in 3 years, but the first time he saw me, we did it 6 times.
Ugh.
He took charge as I couldn't move much, but he was so attentive. She says she sweats off loads of calories, and Alex, her ex-husband, says he enjoys their romps in the bedroom, but told the magazine that he has to be careful, quote,
once when she got on top, I couldn't breathe.
Well, and she almost crushed him. He had to scream for her to, I was going to say,
stop.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. But also to get off him.
Here, you're 600 pounds. Why don't you get on top? What a bad idea.
That is the worst decision ever. Okay, this next... I can't do this next story.
Wow.
Yes, you can.
Oh, Junior,
if anybody can do it, you can do it.
It's worse than the other one?
Yes, it's a story that came out of Ottawa last week. I don't think these are classy people. Let me just preface it with that. You tell me after just the first 5 words whether this is going anywhere good. A mother and her adult son.
No.
You haven't heard any. You haven't heard anything else.
No.
That's all we know.
You're vetoing the story.
That is not uncommon in general to see a mother and her adult son, but when it's the lead in a news story,
and you warned us,
we're going nowhere.
A mother and her adult son were caught.
There's a red flag.
We don't need to hear.
They were caught having something. Okay. I don't want to give you the word they were having, but they were having something in the Ottawa apartment of the dying husband and
father. Wow.
The 52-year-old woman and the 32-year-old son were spotted through a window by the woman's daughter. And, of course, the guy's older sister, after she showed up to visit their terminally ill father, she's paying her last respects as he's laying in the bedroom, and they go into another bedroom, and the sister had gone out on the balcony for a cigarette and looked in this other bedroom.
Don't be disgusted by that when you're talking about this story.
Looked in this other bedroom, and the disgusted sister banged on the window. The startled brother looked up and had a look of shock and embarrassment on his face.
So both siblings were banging.
The sister then went inside and knocked on the door. Her brother walked out without making eye contact, and her mother acted as if nothing had ever happened.
Wow.
Both mother and son pled guilty to the charge of sincest. Yeah. And, the sister says now she can't think about her mother and brother without picturing them, that vision that she saw.
Of course.
And she hasn't spoken to them since that day.
Of course.
And the judge sentenced them to probation.
Well, thanks for that story. Weekend is made. Thank you so much.
Both were ordered to not have contact with one another and to undergo counseling for alcohol abuse.
Classic
Gordon story. They
had
both been drinking the day of the encounter. The son has only a grade 9 education and has since been diagnosed as being bipolar, and he lost his construction job when his boss has heard about the charges.
Wow.
Okay. So,
do you have a picture of the mother?
Well, now, why does that?
You're better than that.
Why does that matter?
Golly, man.
I just want much information.
Like
No.
Just act like the story didn't happen, and let's talk about the dream team.
Look at Giorgio. Why are you so short-circuited over there?
Level.
Because it's just sick. I don't want to hear about it.
This is a cautionary tale. It's
that you'll reread 8 times, but I don't have to hear it once.
I haven't reread it 8 times.
You will this weekend.
At home,
this weekend?
Yeah.
Craig, you don't need a picture because this isn't the same as a teacher scandal.
No, but what is intriguing to me is All right, your mother is the most off-limits woman in the world, correct? That is correct,
weird
right?
Statement.
Yes. But true.
Yes.
But true. So
Who's a close second? I mean,
a sister, maybe?
Rank them.
Grandmother, probably.
Oh, okay, rank the off-limits people.
I'd say mother.
Top five, bottom five list
on
this.
Mother number one, grandmother, no. Sister number two, grandmother number three.
Wow, that's interesting.
It's because not interesting.
The grandmother, the grandmother is more removed from you than the mother or the sister.
But she's a grandmother.
That's why she's in the top three. So
I want no part of this segment.
Okay, so
he's over there rubbing his hands.
Oh, look what I orchestrated.
Oh my God.
What voice is that?
Yours.
This is why I'm asking for a picture. Because if the mother's the most off-limits woman for any guy, then what could possibly have attracted this guy to his mother?
He was a quack. He didn't know what he was doing.
So I thought that one of the reasons, I'm sure there were many, but could one of the reasons have been she looked really hot? She's really beautiful. Is that a possibility?
Like, give me an example of a hot 50-something woman.
Jane McGarry.
Oh, no, I don't bring up her name.
Done. Boy, we're all done. Turn off the transmitter and let's get out of here.
Unplug the radio station.
Unplug it. Dream team.
Sports Radio 13. Oh, okay.
Uh-oh. If your air conditioner...
To get the lowest interest rates on your mortgage, you're going to need a 740 credit score. But don't be dismayed. Even with a lower credit score, the worst case scenarios are seeing interest rates